Page 95, measure number 27-90, 2790. Central School District number 13J. Referred to the people by the district board. Bonds to reconstruct, enlarge Central High School, upgrade other facilities. Question, shall Central High School District 13J reconstruct, expand high school, upgrade other school facilities by issuing $47,300,000 general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. If approved, this measure would finance capital construction and improvements for Central School District to address enrollment growth and upgrade instructional space and efficiency of building operations. Specifically, this measure is expected to reconstruct, enlarge, equip, and furnish Central High School, including additional classrooms to accommodate increased enrollment, expand library, science, technology resources and vocational programs for student learning, electrical, heating, ventilation, and other basic system upgrades to increase efficiency and reduce operating costs, and improvement of athletic facilities, including ADA accessibility. Upgrade and improve energy efficiency and renovations at other schools. If necessary, purchase structures and acquire land to address current and future capacity needs. Pay associated site improvements, demolition costs, and bond issuance costs. Bonds would mature in 30 years or less from issuance date and may be issued in one or more series. Explanatory statement. Central School District enrollment is growing. Facilities are aging and inefficient for instruction and operations. The cost to operate Central High School and the district's other schools is increasing because electrical, heating and ventilation, and other basic systems are outdated. The current high school layout is the result of a series of classroom additions to the original 1949 building. The proposed high school reconstruction and other district facility improvements would provide more classrooms and instructional space to facilitate student learning and accommodate increasing student enrollment, upgrade electrical, heating, ventilation, and other basic systems to increase efficiency and reduce operating costs, and improve athletic facilities to include seating and ADA accessibility. Specifically, this bond measure would reconstruct and enlarge Central High School by redesigning and rebuilding the school to add classrooms, expand the library and student learning spaces for vocational programs, science and technology resources, reduce operating costs by upgrading electrical, heating, and ventilation, and other basic systems, and improve athletic facilities. Upgrade and improve other district schools by addressing energy efficiency issues to reduce operating costs. Purchase property, if necessary, to address current and future capacity needs. Student enrollment is expected to continue growing. Property for future schools may be purchased for future school construction. Cost of bond is not expected to increase current tax rates. The information source is Central School District Business Office. Because the district's 1994 and 1999 bond levies are being paid off, it is anticipated that property taxes for this proposed bond levy would remain at the current estimated tax rate of approximately $3.36 per $1,000 of assessed value. This means the property taxpayers would continue to pay approximately $3.36 per $1,000 of assessed value of their property, or approximately $336 annually for each $100,000 of assessed property value. The bonds are expected to mature in approximately 30 years. Property taxes could be higher or lower depending on interest rates and growth in property value and the district's total assessed value. The bond issue's principal amount cannot exceed $47.3 million. Bond proceeds can only be used for costs associated with completing the projects listed on this ballot. submitted by Joseph Hunter, Superintendent, Central School District Number 13J. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.